From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China hit back on Wednesday at the U.S. government's plan to slap tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a similar list of duties on U.S. key imports and adding to fears that the world's two largest economies are heading towards a trade war. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters that the door to dialogue is open, but that the United States had missed opportunities to resolve the issue through dialogue multiple times. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S., end quote. U.S. stocks fluctuated after the U.S. and China each proposed tariffs on goods exported by one another. It's a move that increased investors' worries about a trade dispute that could slow down global commerce. The market has recovered some of its losses after a sharp drop at the start of trading, but industrial and large technology companies are still falling. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg will testify before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on April 11th. Isha Sarai has more.
Facebook has come under fire in recent weeks after it was revealed that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica gained access to the personal data of 50 million Facebook users. That company worked for U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign. Facebook said last month that it hired forensic auditors to probe whether Cambridge Analytica still had the data. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian advisor for Syria called on Wednesday for access to the eastern Ghouta town of Douma, where he said some 80,000 to 150,000 civilians were on their knees after years of siege and fighting.
Why can we not deliver to the people of Douma today, for example, even though we're on the eve of a deal for Douma? They are really, really on their knees in terms of needs.
Syrian government forces backed by Russia have recaptured nearly all of eastern Ghouta, which was the last major rebel enclave on the outskirts of Damascus, in a ferocious assault that began in February, marking a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons will hold a special session Wednesday at Moscow's request into the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia on British soil. David Doyle reports.
On Tuesday, the head of British Military Research Center Porton Down said it had so far been unable to tell whether the nerve agent used in the Skripal attack was produced in Russia.
It's not for us to advise on who made the nerve agent or where indeed it came from.
He added that only a state actor would have the ability to make it. The OPCW is currently conducting its own tests on the nerve agent. Russia says it won't recognize the results unless it's allowed to participate in the testing.
That was reporter David Doyle. Russia's foreign ministry says it is expelling one Hungarian diplomat after Hungary joined other Western nations in kicking out Russian diplomats. The United States and many European countries last week expelled a total of over 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain. Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of American civil rights leader and Nobel Prize laureate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's vision of better days for all people beyond the racial and economic injustice resonates today. He spoke about that day in one of his most memorable speeches on the eve of his assassination.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
It is a belief his children and many whose lives he touched through his message of hope are still holding up today. Cameroon's army freed 18 hostages, including 7 Swiss and 5 Italian tourists who were kidnapped by English-speaking separatists in the rest of southwest region. The group was abducted on its way to the Twin Lakes in Mount Menengouba National Park, about 300 kilometers northwest of the capital of Yaoundé. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.